So on this day in 1927,
yeah,
work got started on Mount Rushmore.
Oh, Mount
They got up there with their little chisels, and they started chiseling away at George Washington's face.
It's got to be hard to do.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard to draw a face, let alone chisel it out of stone.
Right. So Mount Rushmore National Memorial is centered on a colossal sculpture carved into the granite face of Mount Rushmore in the Black Hills near Keystone, South Dakota.
Oh, yeah.
Now, a sculptor named, this is possibly my favorite name I've ever said on the Wiki Corner.
I'm going to love this.
Sculptor Gutzon Borglum.
Gutzon Borglum
created the sculpture's design and oversaw the project's execution from 1927 to 1941 with the help of his son. The sculpture features the 60-foot tall heads of four U.S. presidents recommended by Borglum.
Yeah.
They are George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Theodore Roosevelt, and Abraham Lincoln. And these four presidents in particular were chosen to represent the nation's birth, growth, development, and preservation.
Ah, no. I didn't know that. Okay.
So the monument was the brainchild of South Dakota's state historian named Doan Robinson.
Full of good names today.
I know. Who was looking for a way to attract more tourists to his state.
Well, then,
The Lakota Sioux people, who consider the Black Hills to be sacred ground, strongly opposed the project, but the sculptor and tribal representatives settled on Mount Rushmore, which also had the advantage of facing southeast for maximum sun exposure.
Oh, perfect.
On the president's faces. Nice tan.
Yeah.
Nice little tan. So Robinson originally wanted it to feature American West heroes like Lewis and Clark, their expedition guide Sacagawea, Buffalo Bill Cody, and Chief Crazy Horse.
Oh,
but Borglum believed that the sculpture should have a broader appeal and instead opted for a presidential theme.
He just wanted to carve something into that mountain, didn't he?
That's right. So between October 4th, 1927 and October 31st, 1941, Borglum and 400 workers sculpted the colossal 60-foot high carving to represent the first 150 years of American history. The carving of Mount Rushmore involved the use of dynamite, followed by the process of something called honeycombing.
Honeycombing, okay.
A process where workers drill holes close together, allowing small pieces to be removed by hand.
Wow.
In total, more than 400,000 tons of rock were blasted off the mountainside.
What'd they do with the rock they blasted off?
I don't know.
Countertops.
Parking lot.
It was granite, you said, right?
Yeah.
Parking lot? They paved granite parking lot. Maybe. You're right.
I don't know.
You could be right.
So George Washington's face was the first to be completed in 1934. Jefferson's was dedicated in 1936 with then-President Franklin Roosevelt in attendance. And Lincoln's was completed a year later.
Wow.
In 1939, Teddy Roosevelt's face was completed. And the project, which cost $1 million, was funded primarily by the federal government.
Oh.
Lots of it.
Lots
they got
of it.
Plenty of it.
$1 million to carve the stones. Yeah.
In 1936, First Lady Eleanor Roosevelt wrote to Borglum asking him to include Susan B. Anthony's likeness in his sculpture.
And what'd he say?
A bill reiterating this plea was introduced to Congress the following year, but it didn't get far due to funding restrictions.
Oh.
Sorry. So, sorry, Sue.
Suddenly the money dried up.
Suddenly. Just wanted Susan B. Anthony up there and nope. Yeah.
Well, is there more? Is there more mountain? Is there more?
Well, originally it was planned that the figures would be carved from head to waist.
Oh.
But insufficient funding forced the carving to end.
Yeah.
Borglum unexpectedly died in March of 1941, leaving his son Lincoln to oversee the last few months of production. And Nick Clifford, who was the last remaining carver, died in November of 2019 at age 98.
Holy cow.
He was the youngest carver to work on the project, hired at just 17 years old in 1938.
That's
pretty amazing.
Yeah.
So when the sculpture was completed in 1941, the sculptors said that the remaining rock was not suitable for additional carving.
Oh,
so there is more, but I guess it's not good enough to carve.
Okay.
I guess.
All right.
However, proposals of additional sculptures have been made regardless.
Yeah.
These include John F. Kennedy after his assassination in 1963 and Ronald Reagan in 1985 and 1999. According to a survey of political science experts conducted by the New York Times in 2018, Franklin D. Roosevelt is the most popular choice for addition to Mount Rushmore, regardless of party affiliation.
I see. All right.
Yeah. And Mount Rushmore is South Dakota's top tourist attraction, as you can imagine.
I can imagine,
Not much else going on there.
No.
With more than 2 million visitors annually.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. Just get up there, take a look.
That's right.
Snap a pic, back to the car, here we go. I guess, right? But what else do you do?
I'm not sure.
Can you can climb up the face, can you?
I don't think so.
Hang on the nose?
I doubt it.
No. All right, you picked out a record to go along with Mount Rushmore,
yeah,
did you?
Yeah, so for Mount Rushmore, I thought we would play a song by the band Faces.
Yeah, because it's
Faces. Because there's four faces.
Right.
And we're going to play Ooh La La, because maybe that's what you would say when you saw Mount Rushmore. Ooh La La.
That's exactly what I would say.
What I would say.
All right, Sarah, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
''73, Faces in Ooh La La on Legends 102.7. Sarah, do remind us, why did we just play that record?
Because we were talking about the four faces that are on Mount Rushmore.
Yes.
Because work started on this day in 1927.
All right, let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
Okay, Washington, Jefferson, Roosevelt, and Lincoln were chosen to represent the first 150 years of American history.
Eleanor Roosevelt wanted Susan B. Anthony added to Mount Rushmore.
And Mount Rushmore is South Dakota's top tourist attraction.
Well, I will say that Eleanor Roosevelt can be pleased that Susan B. Anthony's name is on the bridge downtown.
Yes.
She didn't make it to Mount Rushmore, but she made it to 490.
Well, she got half a bridge.
You're right. She does share it. Is she eastbound or westbound?
I'm not sure.
Which one does she get?
I don't know.
Right? Well, Frederick Douglass is the opposite direction.
Yeah, right. I don't know.
Unless they each take a lane. No, there's three lanes going each way. I don't know.
Wow, I don't know.
Well, I don't know how that's divided up at all. No, that's embarrassing. Folks want to learn more about Mount Rushmore. Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my wiki blog if you go to legends1027.com. Yeah. On the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
We were talking during the song there, as we sometimes do. Imagine the stress of you're chiseling away rock, and you can't just glue it back on
if you mess up,
lop off
pretty
a nose.
Permanent.
Or something like that. And the further you get, right, the first one, you're like, well, if I screw it up, it's the first one. But you get to that fourth face, and like, well, the other three are right here. If we screw up on this rock, it's all done.
And how did they, like, diagram it out, you know? Like, were they just looking at a picture of Lincoln the whole time and just...
Because up close, it looks very different than far away. I don't know. It's just amazing.
I don't know. Yeah, it is amazing.
Yeah. And back in the
1927 to 1941.
I don't know. So. I don't know, sir. Not even walkie-talkies to...
Right.
Probably.
Right.
Anyway, all right. Thank you for coming in today. Really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Come back tomorrow, will you?
Absolutely.
4:10 with a brand new episode of the Wiki Corner. Can hardly wait. Traffic on the way, weather too, on Legends 102.7.